तर्म खंड का एहो तर्म, ज्ञान खंड का आखो कर्म.
Guru Nanak says, the aims and objectives to be achieved to reach the level of Tarmkhand, one of the stages in the spiritual journey, are those he has stated in the earlier podi. Now he says he's going to tell us about the aims and objectives to be achieved in the next khand called Gyan Khand.
Kete pavan pani vaisantar, kete kan mahes.
In this realm of spiritual awareness, there are many forms of fire. In his creation, there are many Krishnas and many Shivas.
Kete bar me kaadat kadiye, roop rang ke ves.
Many are Brahmas in various colors, creeds and forms, have been and are being created by God in His creation.
Ketya karam bhumi mer kete, kete tu upades.
There are many earth-like planets in this universe, many mountains like Meru. There are many saints and their teachings like Dhru.
Kete ind chand sur kete, kete mandal des.
In the Gyan Khand, one visualizes with one's third eye innumerable moons, suns and stars.
Kete Siddh Buddh Nath Kete, Kete Devi Ves.
There are many Siddhas, Buddhas and ascetics and many demigoddesses.
Kete Dev Danav Mun Kete, Kete Ratan Samund.
There are many demigods, ascetics and many spiritual geniuses who are in constant effort to progress towards God realization.
Ketya khani, ketya bani, kete pat nirand.
There are many sources of creation, many different languages, many kings and emperors, all in his worship.
Ketya surti sevak kete, nanak ant na ant.
There are many meditators and there are many servants of God in his worship. O Nanak, there is no end to the variety of people in his worship.
Gyan khand mein gyan parchand, tithe nad vinod kod anand.
In the state of the Gyan Khand, when the devotee's spiritual knowledge reaches its peak, he hears mystical celestial music.
Sarm khand ki bani roop, tithe kaadat kadiye bahut anoop.
The special feature of the Sharm Khand is the beauty of the mind, the man. The devotee works hard on Naam, Simran and contemplation. As a result, his mind is restructured beautifully.
Taakya gala kathya na jahe, je ko kahe piche pachtaye.
Sharm Khand is the realm of laboring hard in worship and restructuring the mind beautifully by adopting godly virtues and piety. The beauty of the mind and soul forged within this realm is incomparable and defies description.
Tithe kadiye surat mat man bud, tithe kadiye sura sida ki sud.
In this realm, the devotee's consciousness, wisdom, mind and intelligence are all restructured and perfected. Also perfected are his spiritual vision and mystical powers.
Karm khand ki bani jor, tithe hor na koi hor. Tithe jod mahabal sur, tin me ram rahya parpur.
Karm khand is a realm of the Lord's grace. In the realm, souls are fully inspired by God's consciousness. They are regarded as true spiritual heroes.
Tithe sito sita mehma mahe, taake roop na kathne jaye.
In this realm, the devotee's mind and soul are constantly in union with God.
Na umre na thage jaye, jinke ram vase man mahe.
Bhagats and saints reaching this realm have conquered their minds completely. They are their own masters. Those who have God abiding in their minds cannot be overcome by Maya anymore and thus cannot die a spiritual death.
Tithe pag vase ke lo, kare anand sacha man soye.
When a devotee reaches the supreme state of spiritual awareness called Sach Khand, he visualizes souls of all other devotees from different parts of the universe who are in unison with God and are in a state of permanent bliss.
Sach Khand vase nirankar, kar kar vekhe nadar nihal.
Guru Nanak now gives an account of the final realm called Sach Khand, or the realm of ultimate reality. The formless Supreme God abides in this realm of eternity. It is this Supreme Spirit that creates and casts His glance of grace over His creation.
Tithe khand mandal var pand.
In this realm of such khand, the devotee visualizes with his inner eye the vast creation of the universe with galaxies and planets which are beyond count.
Je ko kathe ta ant na ant.
If one were to give the count, there would be no end to it.
Tithe lo lo akar, jiv jiv hukam tivetiv kar.
In this realm, the devotee visualizes worlds upon worlds of creation that the Lord commands. People living there act as He commands.
Vikhe vikse kar vichar.
The devotee realizes that God has the well-being of each living in His mind. He watches and looks after His creation and is thrilled in doing so.
Nanak kathna karda sar.
O Nanak, it is simply impossible to give a full account of experiences in this realm. Making an effort to do so is like chewing on steel with one's teeth.
Jat pahara tiraj suniyar, ehran mad ved hathiyar.
O devotee, let self-restraint practiced by you be like the goldsmith's workshop. Let patience and contentment in you be like the goldsmith himself. Let wisdom and rational thinking be the anvil on which a goldsmith hammers gold into the correct shape. Let spiritual knowledge be the tools with which you will restructure your mind to make you beautiful and acceptable to God.
Paukhala agan taptao, panda po amrat tadital.
Let meditation or service of the Lord be the furnace. The patience in you be the goldsmith. Let God's fear be the bellows. Consider the love for God as the crucible. In this crucible, you will melt the nectar name of God. The way a genuine gold coin is minted, you will mold your life in the true mint of the Lord.
Kariye shabd sachi taksal.
In such a true holy mint is coined the word of God, the Anahad Nad, the divine music.
Jinko nadar karam tinkar.
This fulfillment of enjoying the word of God in realizing God is achieved through His grace and blessing.
Nanak nadri nadar nihal.
O Nanak, the Lord showers His never-ending blessings on those who mold their lives according to the Guru's instructions.
Slok Pavana Guru Pani Pita Mata Tark Mahat.
The Guru is the actual living spiritual life force. Water is like the father and earth the greatest mother.
Divas Raat Doi Dai Daya Khile Sagal Jagat.
Day and night are like the male and female nurses, cradling all creation in their lap.
Changyaya Buryaya Vache Dharma Hadur.
Good and bad actions which man does in his life are read out to him in front of Dharmaraj, who passes any judgment regarding the future of the soul.
Karmi apo apni ke nede ke dur.
The Dharmaraj weighs the merits and demerits of a person. The approval or rejection by the Almighty is judged from each one's personal actions.
Jinni naam tiaya gaye masakt kaal.
Those who have meditated on God in their lives have always earned merit in God's court through their hard work of meditation.
Nanak te mukh ujale keti chutti naal.
O Nanak, their faces are radiant with purity and sanctity.
Jinni naam tiaya gaye masakt kaal. Nanak te mukh ujale keti chutti naal. Vaheguru ji ka khalsa, Vaheguru ji ki fateh.
The pure ones belong to the Almighty, and all victory is His.